Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Xler podcast, and New Year's is in 38 minutes. And I was ready to cry because that's just what I usually do on New Year's. This is the time to reflect. The time where I look at pictures, look at videos. Look at everything, look at my room, and just go like, damn, I did all of this year. Damn, look where I was this time last year and look where I am now. This time last year, I wasn't even at 100 subscribers. And now I am at 989. And the crazy thing is, I had this crazy fucking, it's not crazy. The plan was to get 1,000 in an exact year. So I was supposed to hit it by September of, you know, this year. But I didn't. And that pissed me off. That made me really sad. And I stopped making videos, not solely because of it, but a part of the reason. That was a part of the reason. I didn't stop completely. I just stopped as much. Bro, the start of this year, I was making videos literally every single fucking day. And then it went to like every other day. Now it's once a month. Twice a month, I would say. Twice a month, realistically. And I could use an excuse to say, well, I mean, it's a longer video. I got to work hard on the video. That's why it takes longer. Nah. Because I can work hard and still finish a video in a week. Look at Mr. Beast's schedule. I don't know his schedule. I just assume that he drops very frequently. PewDiePie should drop every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? There are other niggas out there that be making video essays quickly, bro. Look at streamers, bro. They just sit there for hours. And they can do that shit every day. Fucking sometimes 12 hours a day, bro. Like, it's crazy. So I can work as hard. I just don't. I think that fits the vibe I'm with now. I'm on a different vibe. A lot of the people that I won't say came up, but a lot of the people I met this year in this little space we have of little YouTubers, I've alienated myself from that a little bit. But in defense, I've alienated myself from a lot of fucking things this year. You know, like Andrew Tate and Sneeko and Kanye and a lot of artists or idols, so to say, that I used to be into. Like, bro, in 2020, I was raving about that Juice Posthumous album. Like, man, this shit is so beautiful. I love this shit. Now, it's like, I look at those niggas as like babies. I look at those niggas as like people who can't move on. I have no hate in my heart now. And not saying that I did. I'm not going to lie. I did. I had a lot of hate in my heart towards a lot of people. Just groups of people, individual people, fans, all types of people. But now I'm not that annoying, pessimistic teenager who thinks he's smarter than everybody and thinks he knows everything. I've come to realize that you knowing shit doesn't mean anything. Self-awareness, for example. Self-awareness means nothing unless you do something about it. So, BoJack Horseman. Him constantly doing bad shit and then saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm an alcoholic, my parents, look, I'm a bad guy, I'm sorry, and then doing this shit over and over again. That's why Todd left this nigga. He said it. He said he said it word for word. You can't just keep doing shitty things and then feel bad about it. You have to realize that it's your fault and move on from it. And you know what that nigga BoJack did? He acted like a fucking coward and he ran away. At the end of season 3, he ran away and went to his fucking mother's old home. Like a fucking coward. Just like what Herb said in season 1, bro. You're a coward. You always run away. when he took that acid in season one. Charlotte said, "You're a coward. You wasn't gonna do anything with me anyway because you're a coward. That's all you are." That's just fucking crazy. So yeah, being self-aware and knowing that you know more than other niggas, knowing that you know how to make a great thumbnail, knowing that you know how to make a great video and other shit. I'm not speaking to any specific type of person, so please don't think I am. But just you thinking you're better at YouTube than me when I don't even think of shit anyway is cringe. It's cringe. And it's cringe because you're not using what you boast about. You're not utilizing that knowledge. That's all that matters right now in this fucking world, is actually doing something. Bro, the world is like 90% niggas who say, "I could have done that," and then 10% of niggas actually doing it. And that's the problem, bro. I don't like talking, bro. You know why? Because all conversations are, not all, but so many conversations, it's just niggas measuring dicks. It's just niggas trying to show how cool they are, trying to show how much they know, trying to show off so fucking hard, and it's whack. It's whack. I'm going to let y'all in on a secret, bro. I act like I don't know things. I play dumb. Like Jerry from Rick and Morty. Just so I can hear how passionate other niggas are. Not to do it in no malicious intent, but so I don't have to do that stupid-ass game. Oh, well, I know that. What do you know? I'm like, that shit is so whack, bro. If you want to tell me about this fucking Harry Potter shit, go ahead, bro. Because I know you love it. I want to hear you speak with passion. I want to hear you rave about this fucking Harry Potter shit. I'm not going to say like, well, actually, because that shit is whack. It doesn't change anything. If you know more than me, cool. Can you use it, bro? Utilize it. Don't come to me. Just like, stop wasting time talking about how cool you are at this thing, or how good you are at this thing, how you could have done this, how if this didn't happen, you would have done this. Just do it. Just do it. The last tweet I tweeted, it was like yesterday, it was, yo, in 2023, stop fucking talking about the shit you're gonna do and just do it. You know, bro, oh my God, this is why I love Tyler so much, bro. A leak came out of a song that was supposed to be on CLB, and it was a remix to Almeida by Solange. You know that song, Drang? Oh, self, 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 self. Brown, look at brown, look at brown skin, brown hair, black, like shit like that. And featuring Cardi. Cardi wasn't featured on the Tyler song. It was featured on the Solange song. The song came out like 2019, 2018. I don't know. She has two different albums, but they look the exact fucking same. Like the covers, literally, look at them. Anyway, this nigga Tyler did a remix to it, and the first verse was, oh my God. The first verse was all talking about, yo, y'all always hating on me because I'm trying. Y'all always hating on a nigga because he's trying. At least he's doing it. And y'all scarecrows because y'all be scared. I'll be going out there actually doing the shit. Y'all be scared. Y'all got, I mean, he puts it in a better way, but like, bro, this is what I look up to. This is what I look up to. Stop wasting time defending niggas who aren't going to, bro. I'm going to start yelling. Shout out Andrew Tate. Shout out Andrew Tate. Shout out Andrew Tate. Shout out Sneeko. Shout out Trump. Shout out all the bad niggas who got bad raps this year. But I'm just going to say I'm done. I'm done with them. I'm done. I don't have any water, so if my voice gets a little, you know what I'm saying, then that's tough. I'm done with that shit. Am I done with Kanye? I'm done with his antics. I love 530. I love that. I'm done with his antics. I'm not defending him. That's what I'm saying. I'm not defending him. I can't. Only you can do that. I'm not defending Sneeko. I'm not defending Andrew Tate. I'm not defending any other nigga that got bad raps this year. I'm off that. And not because I hate that shit, even though I do, but it's more so that I'm bored. I'm bored of this Matrix red pill shit, bro. Okay, I get it. The government is lying to us. Niggas are corrupt. We're brainwashed, yada yada. Who cares, bro? Not even that. Not even that, because I did care. In the beginning of the year, all the way up until like the end of summer, I was really, really into the political economic state of the world right now. But now, I don't care. I'm just into art. Or it's political though. Yeah, it is. I like art. That's it. I saw Bones and All. That was really cool. Vampire Survivors, amazing fucking game. That is my game of the year, even though I didn't play many games this year. Tried BioShock for the first time. So similar to Fallout. It's insane. I love it. Bro, every Fallout game, one, two, not, no. I got Fallout 1, 2, and Tactics for free on the Christmas days of Epic. And then Epic also gave me Fallout 3 earlier this year, but I can't run it because it's so old that like it doesn't understand what Windows 11 is. And then I just bought Fallout New Vegas. I just bought it around like a week ago, Christmas sale type shit. Then I got this fucking monitor. Overwatch came out this year. Bro. The Witcher 3 next gen update is fucking beautiful. You know what's crazy? I bought this game for $10. I bought the game for $10, the complete edition with everything. Back in 20, I want to say 20, back in 2020. And played a little bit of it, stopped. Never went back on it again. Now the next gen update is there here, and I'm not playing. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not obsessed with the fucking game, but I like it. I can see why niggas like this. I can see why this is regarded as the greatest RPG of the PS4 Xbox One era. Final Fantasy IX. You know, I looked up like six different greatest Final Fantasy videos and articles, and an overwhelming majority of them said Final Fantasy VI. And I still got nine because I seen Vivi, the kid, the black mage kid. I've seen that nigga since I was a child. And I just needed to know, like, who the fuck is, I gotta see it. But everybody was saying, get Final Fantasy VI. I looked at six and I was like, oh, it's 2D. Then I looked at then I looked at nine. I was like, oh, it's 3D. So I'm gonna just get nine, you know what I'm saying? Type shit. And then the Pixel Remasters 1 through 6 is dropping for $75 next year on the Switch, and I think hopefully PC. So I'm gonna get that then. Bro, I don't know how many records I bought this. Let me I can just look at them. I only have like 10. The Weeknd, definitely bought him. Nirvana's Bleach, Camp. I bought that at a different state. It was on our trip to Louisiana. I don't know if I got Malibu Ken this year. I don't know. I bought it one day on Amazon. Like, I don't think I did, but I love it. And I guess that's it. That's all the records I have. This, yep, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, just seven records. I want to buy more. I want to buy more records. I want to buy more video games. I want to buy more TV and movie. I want to watch more, not buy. I want to consume more art, good art, not bullshit. That's, oh, bro. Thank, yo. Can we clap it up? Can we clap it up, bro? I did not use TikTok at all this year. I used it to upload some videos. I tried to upload some videos. A lot of them didn't work, but a few stuck, like three. That's it. And they got good numbers. And hopefully they cross over because I'm not uploading that shit again. Because I uploaded a song and it got copyrighted. It got copyrighted. I made a song from a free type beat and it got copyrighted. So I'm just, you know what I'm saying? TikTok sucks as a creator, but I mean, unless you're, if you're into the shit, if you're consuming, then you will go crazy on it. You know, consumers create, critics consume, but I'm not doing the other part of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not consuming on TikTok. So if I get on TikTok talking about some shit that has nothing to do with whatever's popular or trending on that shit, then it's not going to get anything. Plus, I don't know the algorithm. I don't know what's trending on there. I don't know how it works. The only thing I see from TikTok are songs and stupid shit that's like borderline illegal. Like the time where kids were like kicking in doors or stealing shit from school or pink sauce, like shit like that. That's the only stuff I see on TikTok. I don't, from TikTok, not on it because I'm not on it. I bought not too many things this year, but the things I did buy was useful. I bought a weighted vest. And I've been going crazy with that. I can definitely see the difference from before and after. I will never have to get a gym membership again. I was always told that weights were just, you know, the thing. Like, you had to use weights. And now I have them. So fucking happy. And you could take the weights out and put them in a book bag, which I've done. And I just be doing lifts with that shit. It's basically the same thing. And I love it. I bought the orange bricks, the DBZ orange bricks, the first four seasons. I think there's 9 in total. Wait, no, that's a lie. Hold on 1 second. I got over myself. I realized that I'm wasting creativity. I'm wasting my mental energy because you could get burned out. I'm wasting all of that shit complaining about stupid shit. And I'm glad that I didn't let it get to me this year. I just held it in. But that's not good either. I just got to learn how to take it in and just let it out. Realize that none of this shit matters. All this is stupid. I just want to make videos. I just want to make cool art. And that's it. If you don't like it, don't stop watching. Don't change the channel and come back at a later date. If you don't like it, cool. Tell me why. I'll listen to it. And I'll internalize it. And maybe I'll change for the better. That's what you want me to do. But if I don't think I should change, I'm not going to change, unfortunately. But this year was fucking fantastic. It was fantastic. Like I said in the beginning of the episode, I should have been crying. And I think now is the fucking time. No matter how many cool things I did this year, there's still one thing I want. I wanted this since high school. I wanted this since late middle school. I wanted this forever. I keep going back. And it's like, there are still, like, I wanted this since kindergarten, nigga. I always wanted this. And I still don't have it. So, yeah. This year's cool. I made cool art. But there's still so much I did not do. And that's very disheartening. That's very fucking sad. But it's okay because I'm letting all this shit out right now. And when the new year comes, no more talking. Just doing. Just doing. You want to change your fashion sense? Then do it. You want to court attention at all costs? Just do it. You want to go to fucking college and meet with all those people and get connections and shit and go in depth? Then fucking do it. It's your life. Fucking do it! Just do it. Stop complaining about you not doing it or other people not doing it. Stop get off niggas' dicks. Stop doing all this bullshit. Just remember at the end of the day, you didn't do it and that's all you wanted to do. So don't take that anger out on anybody else. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. I bought the first four seasons. I bought the first four seasons. I bought a lot of bullshit. I'm not gonna lie. And I'm stalling right now because I don't exactly know the bullshit that I bought.
Let's take on.
But I'm going to go on Amazon and just look at my past fucking shit that I bought. Don't leave. You're gonna leave. Damn it. Oh, electric lighter. Of course, I love that thing. I bought some fake cigarettes and some real cigarettes this year. Don't ask why. Some tattoo ink. And then I got some more tattoos this year. I will say I got like five more tattoos. Some spray paint. I went out and spray painted with my friend. We went to go see Doctor Strange that day. Guy, and watched that shit. A little trippy, but overall pretty decent movie. I bought books, you know. How to Win Friends and Influence People. I read Outliers. I don't know if I bought it. I don't know when I bought it, but I read it this year. Some audiobooks, Eleanor and Park. I heard about it. It looks cool. There's this one weird girl in school who read it senior year. So I decided, man, I got to read that too. And then I bought the 48 Laws of Power recently. Also bought Dune because, no, I didn't. Dune came out last year. But yeah. I didn't even read all of them, really. I read half of Outliers. I read a quarter of How to Win Friends and Influence People. I read like a little over half of Women by Charles Bukowski. And right now I'm on law like 12 out of 48 on the 48 laws. But that's not really a book you should just like fucking binge. You know what I mean? You can't just read that shit in a day. But I let go of a lot of fucking things this year, bro. Yes, aside from all the games I just bought for Christmas and Black Friday, aside from this fucking monitor, aside from the hard drive and the camera, I didn't even buy this. But aside from all that bullshit and the speakers, man, I forgot about the speakers. I just got these this year. I let go of a lot of stupid shit, and I'm very fucking happy to let go of this shit. Let me say, first of all, I broke my TV. I smashed it with a hammer. It's gone. I can't watch TV the traditional TV way. Now when I watch TV, it has to be either on my phone in my bed with fucking YouTube ads or Apple TV, but I don't really watch that shit. Or, you know, whatever I can find on my computer. And bad quality and a risk of getting hacked. But it's cool, though. I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. Saw Bones and All. I just watched the old Drake and Josh episode today. I think it's awesome. I love what I did with the place. The TV's gone. And with no need of a TV, no need of a dresser. And no need of a dresser or a TV, no need of a PlayStation. The PS5 is not in my room. It has not been in my room since I watched Fight Club. I don't care about it no more, bro. Ever since Kevin, the kid, kept coming over every day, we've been using the Xbox because I only have two controllers in the PlayStation. And the Xbox is just better. It's just so much better. Not only because I have more games on that shit because of the hard drive and, you know, backwards compatibility and all that, but Game Pass, bro. Game Pass is a cheat code, bro. You can't beat Game Pass. Even when PlayStation tried, they can't beat it, bro. There's no way to beat Game Pass, bro. They can't. They try to. Even the PS Plus collection was nice, but it's not Game Pass. It's not. It is nowhere near Game Pass, bro. It's just not. Nigga put Black Ops 3 in the fucking PS Plus collection. Like, I'm gonna play that shit. Are you kidding me? Infamous Second Son? The fuck out of here, nigga. There was only two games in that shit that I wanted to play. God of War and fucking Detroit, nigga. That was it. Was Spider-Man? No, Spider-Man was not in. I had to buy that shit. Spider-Man was not in there. I had to buy Final Fantasy. I had to buy Horizon Zero Dawn. I had to buy Last of Us. Oh, they had Last of Us 1 in there, the PS4 version. So shout out to them for that. But, I got the, you know what I'm saying? All right, like, I'm not playing that shit again. Look. Oh, also, my GameCube was fixed this year and also broke this year. Or maybe that was last year. I don't remember. I let go of a lot of things, bro. My whole room is different. All the dressers are gone. It's just this fucking computer desk, this stand for the monitor, and then a dresser type cabinet thing for the record player, camera. There's going to be a bunch of equipment and chargers there. I just moved it like today after I mopped. I'm going to repaint my room today. I mean, this year. I'm going to do a lot of things to change myself up. That's what I'm going to say, bro. The plans for next year, 2023, is more internal. It's more internal than external, even though external is like the main part of it. I want to change who I am. And not like how I changed who I was like back in 2021 when I said I was like killing myself, you know, and I made that fucking, those 6 albums, you know, that shit. Yeah, I did change. I killed myself metaphorically. You know, I let go of a lot of things and I completely changed who I was. Got all these tattoos, got these fucking earrings, all these piercings, grew my hair weirdly. It looked like none other. And then started dressing differently. But I didn't do as much. And I didn't do as much because I was still afraid. I was still afraid of what my parents was going to say about it. I was still afraid of what my family was going to say about it. I'm glad that my hair was one thing that I did not give up. The thing that I fucking stood my ground on. And then over time, I became more comfortable with the fucking Britney Spears shirts. Why you got a white girl on your shirt? Because I love her. That's why. But that was it. Yeah, I can blast rock music in my room now, but that's not really confidence per se. I want to be super fucking confident. How many concerts did I go to this year? 1? Lucky? I think that's it. I want to go to more. I want to do more. I went out with my friends, I want to say a lot, but a fuck ton compared to last year. Which is crazy because I went to like 2 concerts last year. I just want to do more. I want to be different. I really, really want to be different. I keep saying it, but I don't do it. Slowly, I progressed this year to changing things up about myself, like my room and my fashion sense a little bit, but not all the way. I want to completely change. You know why I don't go on TikTok, bro? One of the reasons why, there's a myriad of reasons, but one of the reasons why is because I know that I'm going to get on that shit, or with Instagram, I'm going to get on that shit, and I'm going to see a bunch of niggas who are into the opium plug-in B, they thought I was gay, fashion sense, and then they're all going to dress like that, and I wanted to be just like them. Even at the Cardi concert, bro. I saw everybody looking like that, and I wanted to be just like them. But I couldn't, because I was a bitch. Because I was a bitch. Money's not a fucking problem. Money is not a problem at all. You think punks have money, nigga? No, bro. It's like the Ramones, bro. They had holes in their jeans, not because it was cool, but because they were old and worn and dirty, nigga. Kurt Cobain got his shit from the thrift store, bro. They made that shit cool, and now they fucking commodified it to the point where now Vivian Westwood shit is mad expensive. And there's nothing wrong with that, because there's still ways to get cool shit without spending a fuck ton of money. We see that. We know that. I've been on Instagram all year, bro. We've seen all those little brands that do the fucking Mickey Mouse with the A in his ear shit. I'm like, come on now. And I can do that too. I just don't. When I get money, I buy weed and games and stupid shit instead of cool clothes. You know how much money I have for Christmas and Black Friday? You know what I did with it? I bought a bunch of games. I've been looking at Pleasures all fucking year, the brand. I love everything they do. But I didn't get a single piece this year. I don't know when I got that La Girl's a Gun shirt, but I don't think it was this year. So I didn't get a single piece, nothing this year, from Pleasures. And it's my fault, bro. I choose what I buy. I can buy this Nirvana record. I can buy these speakers. I can buy this monitor. I can buy some cool clothes. You know, I want to change myself, but I'm not. I'm just buying more shit to fuel the things I don't want to be. I want to be different. Law 6, court attention at all costs. Be conspicuous. You know, better to be hated than ignored. Let me do that. But not dumb, you know, Sneeko Andrew Tate controversial, but just me. Just me. But not even me. Because I don't want to be me. I drew BoJack Horseman, like a giant BoJack Horseman face on my thigh a few days ago, red marker. I was like, man, I'm going to do a tattoo of it right now. Drunk a monster. And then realized that I had no tattoo ink. So I bought more. And then I bought some stencil shit. Just, you know, a case. So I don't mess up. You know, I never did stencil shit before. Well, that's a lot. I did it the first. I did it in 2020 for like 3 tattoos, because the first time I started doing it, it was from a $50 DIY stick and poke tattoo kit that came with some soap, some like 5 needles, ink, of course, and then some stencil shit. But I ran out of that so quick, I decided to go and eat. I'm not going to tell my whole fucking story. Look, I want to be different, bro. I want to be different. And me, like I said earlier, me saying it is not going to do anything. Self-awareness means nothing if you don't do anything about it. That's why I'm tired of these niggas that I, you know, are in my space trying to think they're better than me. Because, and maybe I'm just making this shit up in my head, but I feel like these niggas think they're better than me, or they're trying to act like they're better than me just because they are being controversial and contrarian just for the sake of it. That's not my thing. You know, when I say that all black people do, not all, I mean, when I say that black people blame everything on racism and slavery and say Juneteenth doesn't need to be a thing, I'm tired of this victimization mentality, I'm not saying that solely to be controversial. Sure, I'm saying it because that's how I feel. And if everything you feel is controversial, my nigga, it's got to be something wrong with you. I'm sorry. It's got to be. You don't have to be that different. I know, it may be a little hypocritical for me to constantly say I want to be different, I want to be different, I want to be different, but then harp on the niggas that are actually different. But I think there's a difference between niggas who are choosing sides, the opposite side of whatever's mainstream, just because, just so they can be like, I'm cool because I'm different, I'm cool because I'm doing what everybody else is doing, and niggas who just like what everybody else is likes, and they're not doing it to blend in, and not doing it because they're pussy, they're just doing it because they like it. I like Taylor Swift. I don't think that makes me an NPC. I just think she's a great artist. I like whatever. Who is this girl right here? Olivia Rodrigo. Not because I'm an NPC. I really like the album. I think it's good. I think it's gonna be like the next big thing. I think she, whenever she drops again, she's gonna be like the next Taylor Swift of Gen Z. You know what I mean? You can call me whatever you want to, but you went with actions, not arguments. You know what I mean, bro? Just sit back for a second and think, bro. How much creativity am I losing by doing stupid shit? Watching dumb streams, watching dumb videos, scrolling on TikTok or Twitter all the time. How much creativity am I losing? Because creativity, it comes in bursts. You get a whiff of creativity, and you can take the impulse and like, oh my God, I want to write this book. I want to make this song right now. You can take the impulse and do that. And then eventually you're going to get tired because you realize that the whiff of creativity doesn't last as long as it takes to make art. And you can just give up right there. Or you can train in discipline and keep going. And I feel like that's what I do. I'm not trying to act like I'm better than niggas, but I do. I have it on my arm. Just do. I do it. Instead of talking, I do it. I get high, let's say like 3 days ago. I get a whiff of creativity and I take on the impulse, make a little song, I didn't finish it. But now the creativity came back and now I want to finish it. But with videos, there's no whiff of creativity. I get the whiff to write the script. And then that's it. There's no more whiffs. Once I start editing, it's there. The creativity is there. There's no whiffs. It's just there all the time. I love it. I like editing. And I know I'm going all over the place, but this year, I got to get everything out. It's going to be a very long video episode. I want to get everything out of my fucking system because I need to leave all this shit behind. I think niggas aren't practicing what they preach, bro. Niggas watch this Andrew Tate and Sneako shit, Fresh and Fit. They watch all this bullshit. They watch this self-help, Matt Diavella, Joe Rogan bullshit all the time, Elon Musk. They watch this shit and they stay inside watching this shit, gaining all this knowledge on how to go outside and, get rich or get girls or whatever. But they'd never go outside. They're staying inside, sharpening their sword, getting ready for that war outside. But they never go outside. They just stay inside, sharpening their sword, and then watching YouTube tutorials on how to sharpen your sword better. Coolest ways to sharpen your sword. How to sharpen your sword fast. 100% guaranteed. Whereas, not me, but other people, real doers, they go out there with a flimsy sword or with a decent sword, and they just hope for the best. I think we hate celebrities so much for a myriad of reasons, but one is because we think that they don't deserve the fame they have. Like Old Town Road, it was a meme. Now he's the biggest pop star ever. One of, not the. And we could sit there and say, oh, well, I could have done that. He's just fucking trolling. It's just a meme song. How did this ever become popular? But first of all, we made it popular. And second of all, you could do it. You just don't do it. He did it. He did it, and you did not do it. Ice Spice did it, and you did not do it. There are the fireworks. It is 11:59. Wow.